Cause the run on just got a little bumpier. Rush.
You cannot be serious!
I'm gonna see you every friggin' week.
There's gotta be an investigation into this.
This is the Triple M Rush Hour with MG.
MG, the news just to hand that Ivan Cleary, after appointing a six-man leadership group, has named James Tarmow as the official captain of the Penrith Panthers.
Yeah, I think it's a good move. You get a lot of mixed messages when you have more than one leader. And I'm all for having a leadership group per se. But I think when it comes to running out in the field, there should be one leader. And James Tarmow, that's interesting. You know, I thought maybe Ivan might have went with the youth. Isaiah Yeo, I suppose he's had his fair share of injuries of late, so he's balked at him. But Dallin Martinez-Lesnak has captained New Zealand, so I thought he might have done it, but well done to James Tarmow.
Well, the Panthers taking on the Sharks is our Freddie Watch game for round six, so we are going to break that one down in about 15 minutes or so, MG. But we are 50 days out from game one, State of Origin.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable, and I've come up with my Origin team today.
You're going to take on the challenge that Freddie does every week.
Freddie, Sunday or Monday, goes through and picks his own team. I'm going to do the same for our listeners tonight.
All right, MG's version one of the New South Wales Blues team for Game 1 State of Origin coming up just after 6:30. MG, up next. Yesterday was one of the busiest days in sport ever.
Oh, my goodness.
So busy was it that we didn't get time to address your panic button.
No, yesterday was the trifecta of emotions. We had Winks, Tiger Woods, and GI. Today we're going to, I'll let you know who's going to press the panic button in the NRL.
All right, up next on the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. MG thinks someone needs to hit the panic button. Is it just one person?
It's multiple.
Ooh, multiple panic buttons coming up next.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7pm weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. We do the show thanks to Skill Certified. Check them out at skillcertified.com.au. Tradies out there, you can turn your skills into a nationally recognised qualification. They simplify the process, MG. Take the free skills check at skillcertified.com.au.
And they're great blokes to boot, which makes the process even better.
Let's do this.
Ladies and gentlemen, panic!
Panic.
Now, we normally do this on a Monday, MG, after the weekend of football.
We do.
With Winks and Tiger and GI retiring, we didn't get the chance to panic. Are you pressing the panic button today?
Somewhat. Yes, I am pressing it. I'm pressing it because as soon as the draw for the 2019 Rugby League season came out, I circled round six, 7:55pm at Amy Park, Storm v Roosters, last year's grand final, because I wanted to see where these two were at round six. And now I look at where they're at, one and two, I've basically got to press the panic button for the other 14 teams.
All of them?
Well, yes. I'm sorry to say.
Do you think the Roosters and the Storm have been that far better?
I think that, look, I honestly didn't think Melbourne were going to be this good. I knew Roosters were going to be. I just knew they were going to be because they've got, you know, everything's just smooth sailing. But when you lose someone like Billy Slater and you put Jerome Hughes back there and you're going, okay, that's a bit of a...
It wasn't even their first choice.
Yeah, but young Drinkwater was. And he's made two errors in five rounds. It's just the Melbourne way. It's just... I'm amazed every time I watch. They're both front runners, these two clubs. So once they get this lead out into... you know, out front, they're going to be very hard to peg back.
Mm.
Very hard. And with all due respects to South Sydney and West Tigers and Manly, who are third, fourth and fifth, I just think there's such a big gap between Melbourne and Roosters and the rest of the teams.
Would the coaches of the other teams, the other contenders, let's call them, would Wayne Bennett, for example, already be looking at what the Storm and the Roosters are doing and thinking, if we're going to win it in 2019, I need to find holes in this. I need to find chinks in the armour of these two teams.
Yeah, I think everyone in the NRL, other than the Storm and Roosters, are looking at them saying they're the barometer for the competition. We've got to get ways to find how good we can be as good as them, because at the moment they're just doing things on the... They're sublime in what they're doing, especially Melbourne Storm. They've got players who Craig Bellamy seems to turn into these mechanical, robotic juggernauts that just keep coming and coming and coming. And the Roosters, well, there's an argument to say have they peaked too early, because the brand of footy they're playing is unbelievable after five rounds.
Yeah.
Like, really, it's You've got to see it to believe
it. Well, you're naming your,
And Roosters, Rabbitohs without GI now.
True.
That is a massive hole.
You're giving version one of your State of Origin New South Wales team in about 20 minutes. I reckon there might be a few Roosters in it. All right, well, quickly then.
Yeah.
Give me a, if those two teams are far and away, if they've established the golf, who's, give me a bolter. Give me a dark horse that could at least perhaps challenge them.
Look, I think the Sharks on their day with all their players back. Matty Moreland back and Fifita back and Gallen back and Johnson fit. I'm loving the Raiders. I'm loving the brand of footy the Raiders are playing. I love the look. South Sydney, obviously, you've got to be, you know, you've got to look at them and say, okay, they're a chance of any time they've got the caliber of player. They've got their halves at the moment, probably the two form halves in the competition. Outside backs are fantastic, big boppers up front. But how big a loss is Greg Inglis going to be in the business end of the season?
Just quickly on the Raiders. Look, I know they're 4-1, and you are enjoying the way they play.
But
if I look at the wins they've had, and I know you can only beat the teams in front of you, Titans, Knights, Cowboys, Eels. Have they beaten enough yet for you to fully believe in them?
No, they haven't.
Okay.
No, they haven't. And they play the Broncos at GIO Stadium this Sunday, which is a bit of... Look, Broncos are going to be desperate because if they lose this game, I don't think they can make the eight. It's a bit like Penrith on Thursday night. If Penrith don't beat the Sharks, I think you can put a line through them for this year as well. It's after six rounds, it's... Yeah, Penrith obviously. They've got to score more points. Simple as that.
All right. It's the Rush Hour with MG. Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. MG is panicking on behalf of the 14 other teams that are the Roosters or the Storm. Up next, we'll roll through all the team changes for round six.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG. Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Liam Flanagan here. Dragons fans, stick around because the bloke who... He'd be leading the Club Champion Award, the Best and Fairest Award, Paul Vaughan.
Well,
what a start to the season that man has had. He's going to be joining us very, very shortly.
He's in some great form. He's like Munster's 11 points in the Dally M. Tedesco 9, Vaughan 8, and Keary 7.
He's some pretty good company he's up there with. Paul Vaughan from the Dragons joining us very shortly. MG, let's talk team list Tuesday. Teams are in for round six. I think it's probably only reasonable that we acknowledge the big out for South Sydney. That's a permanent out for the rest of the season. Greg Inglis.
Yep, it is. And they would have turned up the training today and realised that his locker is never going to be used again. And that's a sad thing.
All right. Greg Inglis, obviously, he wasn't in anyway, but still.
Yeah.
Let's talk about this game Thursday night. The Sharkies taking on the Panthers. It's a big one. First off, for your Panthers, James Tarmel just has been named official captain.
Yep.
You're happy with the decision?
Yeah, I'm happy with that. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Anyone else in that leadership group you might have given a nod to if you'd had a say?
Oh, probably Dallin. With Tony Zalesniak, who's been the captain of his country. He's young. So I think he'll be the next captain after James Tarmel finishes his tenure.
The big change for the Panthers heading into this one, Tim Grant.
Yes.
Back in the starting side.
Well, Tim Grant's a funny, it's an interesting story because Tim Grant got cut from Penrith when Ivan was there. He went to the Tigers and then Ivan went to the Tigers. And so then Tim left Tigers and went back to Penrith. And guess where Ivan ended up?
It's a nightmare.
You know what? Well done on persistence well done on Ivan Cleary giving him a go because by all accounts he's been... training the house down, he's been looking for an opportunity, and he gets that in the form of Regan Campbell-Gillard being dropped.
What does that say to you about the Panthers?
Regan knows. He's got a lift. He's the next State of Origin forward. And if he wants to aspire to them great heights again, he's got to do a lot more. A lot of other front rowers in front of him by a mile.
So Thursday night, when does Ivan send him into the game?
Look, he might even start with him. Who knows?
Okay.
But if he gets the opportunity to start against... the Sharks, who could be decimated, it's time to put the foot on the...
Because this time last year, Regan Campbell-Gillard was probably one of the most intimidating, effective forwards in the game.
And let's not forget, he broke his jaw twice. That's going to put everyone off a little bit.
On the other side of the coin, Gallen and Fifita, both named in the squad for this game for the Sharkies. Fifita, there was
50-50.
Reports flying around about his hamstring. It's been reported as hamstring tightness. He's going to be given till game day to prove his fitness.
If I was a betting man... I'd say he plays because of the players that are out. And look, this is a must-win game for both clubs, but in particular the Panthers. Panthers have to get their attack going.
It is our Freddy Watch game as well. MG's going to touch on that very, very shortly in about 15 minutes when he names his version one of the New South Wales State of Origin side. Couple of other outs quickly before we get to that grand final rematch of the Storm v Roosters. Matt Lodge is out with a throat injury for the Broncos.
Big loss.
Blake Ferguson has been named to play and not included on the Eagles injury report. So
he's fine.
That knows that. Nose. If you haven't seen
like,
the photo.
He looked like Voldemort, didn't he? He looked like Voldemort from Harry Potter.
At Rush Hour Triple M on Instagram, it's on. It's next to his ear. Yeah. It is spread that far across his face.
It looks like a roundabout.
But Blake Ferguson has been named to start for the Eels.
He's been in good form. He's been in really good form.
I'll be interested to see if he makes your origin side.
Oh, do you want a little hint?
All right, yes.
Once we get there.
Okay. Storm v Roosters, this is the grand final rematch Friday night. Both of them get big ins. Vunivalu back in for the Storm after his suspension, and Warrior Hargrove's back for the Roosters.
Yeah, massive game. Where do you start with this game? I suppose it's up front, and that's a big in for the Roosters. Hargraves is a massive in against, Bromwich and Solomona. Probably the best forward, the front row in the competition at the moment. Bromwich, Cameron Smith and Nelson. Against Victor, Hargraves and Takiyaho, who's been in magnificent form. He's been in great form. So... This is a game that's probably the game of the year thus far. I hope it doesn't let us down and be a one-sided affair. Look for the Storm to try and get out and be leaders in this game, because once they get out and lead, they never get run down, or hardly ever get run down at Amy Park, but the Roosters will be aware of that.
It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Dragons fans, up next, your man Paul Vaughan joins us.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7pm weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. MG, the Dragons are a team we've talked about a lot this year already for many different reasons, but their performance on the weekend was dominant.
Yeah, the last three times they've played, they've won. And obviously when you lose a couple of games in a row, there's a lot of scrutiny, and that's what happened to a few teams this year, and one of them were the Dragons.
Well, a man joins us now from that victorious Dragons team, not only playing well, MG, but attracting votes as well of the Dally M variety. Paul Vaughan from the Dragons. Good afternoon, Paul.
Yeah, g'day, boys. How you going?
We should be calling you Dally Vaughan at the moment. coming third of the Dally M's, mate. What's going on?
Yeah, right. That's the first I've heard of that. So coming third, yeah, that's not too bad. I'll take that.
You genuinely aren't aware that you're sitting third on the Dally M vote leaderboard?
Oh, no, I don't really look at that kind of stuff, but I'm, pretty happy that that's the case. That's pretty cool.
Okay, Cameron Munster on 11 points, James Tedesco on 9, Paul Vaughan on 8.
In good company there.
And then Luke Keary on 7, mate.
Look,
even though, in all seriousness, you didn't start the year like you wanted to, the Dragons, two losses. Your form, but individually, was, I think you've been on top of your game since kickoff this season. You've been a shining light for the Dragons. I bet you Mary's a lot more happy these last couple of weeks.
Yeah, thanks, MG. I appreciate that, mate. I think it was pretty well documented that the first two games in the opening rounds were, they weren't acceptable for our sort of standards. You know, we were leaking, way too many points. And, I mean, our first, our start of the games were pretty good, but then we'll just fall apart in the second half. So that's something that we needed to address. And like you said, we've got three on the trot now, which is good. Two really tough wins, and those kind of games you can build your season around. So it's all good signs at the moment.
Paul, Ben Hunt is a player who, I mean, he's had some ups and downs throughout his career, but he showed what he is capable of in that win over the Dogs, didn't he?
Yeah, mate, he's an absolute class player, Ben, and I'm stoked to see him, have a cracker game and score a couple of tries, because, he's a great bloke on and off the field, and they'll do wonders for his confidence. Like I said before, it's been well documented that we're sort of down a few players at the moment, and, we've got a fair bit of money on the sideline, so that's definitely hurting us. But we're building together, and it's looking good.
It's obviously a team game, rugby league, and when you lose, especially one of your forwards like you did with Tyson Frizzell, when he copped one to the Cags, he's made an immediate impact since he's come back, hasn't he? Geez, a good player.
Mate, he's a freak. Obviously, Origin play, he's been there for a few years now. He's Australian rep, and the calibre of Tyson is just ridiculous. So to have him on the field is obviously a massive massive plus for us. And, he didn't muck around as soon as he got on the field. I think he scored a try straight away, and his leg speed and his, just how powerful he is certainly helps the team. So I'm happy that I'm playing with him rather than against him.
Vaughan, you mentioned the money on the sideline. Obviously, Gareth Widdop, your skipper, he's had a wretched run with injury. He's going home next year. How's his mood at the moment?
Yeah, he's been really good, Gus. He's a class player and a class bloke, so he was at a game on the weekend, and you know he'll be around the boys, and he'll sort of go into that like a little bit of a coaching role as well, because you know he's very switched on, and you know he's still. You know, we'll have his input in around training, and you know he's hoping to get back at the back end of the season, and hopefully we can send him off, and you know the way that he deserves.
Good man, mate.
Paul Vaughan, before we let you go, I need you to participate. There's a segment on our Sunday NRL show called "I Call Bull Crap." Now,
yep. That's actually bullshit.
Yeah, well, I know, but the bosses don't like us using that word too much, MJ. Corey Norman reckons he doesn't practice field goals at training. I call bull crap. The way that bloke hits him, he's got to be practicing them at some point.
Mate, he's just silky. Everything about Cos is, you know, his skills. He did that 360 when he didn't really have to. he's just dripping silk. But you know what? I'll probably call bullshit there too.
Paul Vaughan from the Dragons. It's going to be a ripping game this weekend. You take on the Manly Seagulls. Both teams 3-2. We can't wait. Paul, thanks for your time.
Cheers, boys. Good on you.
Good on you, Vaughan. Well done, mate.
MG, you mentioned that Mary McGregor is probably a happier man than he was at the beginning of the season.
Yep.
The report just in. This is coming from Paul Crawley of the Daily Telegraph. That St George Illawarra are ready to hand him a 2-year extension through the end of 2021.
Yeah, stability in club is paramount. And the Bulldogs are, you know, look what happened to them. The first week they signed Ian Pay for an extension, they went out and done what they did. And it just adds a bit more stability in a club when you're main man. That's why Parramatta's got to do something about Brad Arthur. I thought he'd be signed soon and delivered by now.
Well, you're talking like a coach. I'm going to get you to pick a team next. The Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M.
Great song.
MG's first New South Wales team, next.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7pm weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. MG, the Suncorp Super Netball League launched today. Gets underway next week.
Say that three times really quickly.
I can't. I'm not going to. The captain of the Giants. Kim Green, absolute superstar of Australian netball. She's going to join us very, very shortly. And keep listening, because if you want to get involved in this amazing competition to win your way with a mate up to Brisbane for NRL Magic Round.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to sort you out with flights, accommodation, passes to go and see.
Every game.
Every game. 8 games, 1 ground. I've forgotten what the tagline is, but it's still coming up.
1 round, 1 ground.
1 round, 1 ground. I think
and
that
then
was it.
You also add 1 mound of sandwich to play. Used to kick a goal with a mound of sand.
That's coming up very shortly. But it's time to do Freddy Watch. This is where we declare the game that Brad Fittler, as New South Wales coach, cannot afford to miss in round 6. MG, what is that game?
Well, it's the Thursday night game between the Panthers and the Sharks for one reason. The Panthers halves. He'll be watching with eagle eyes.
Do you think right now the... The Penrith halves are in Brad Fittler's team?
I think Nathan Cleary would be.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure Jimmy Maloney would be.
Okay.
You always know it's a big game when there's firecrackers.
Well, there's going to be firecrackers Thursday night because, yeah, look, I think Penrith have got the worst 4 in the competition. They've only scored 63 points, which tells me they're lacking cohesion somewhere in the team, and they've got to go forward before the back line can score. But Startling, before last week's game, there was only one trial year through the backs, and that was Dylan Edwards last week at the last minute against Tigers. So Penrith have got to find ways to get the ball to Waka Blake. You know, he's dynamic out wide, and Josh Mansour and these guys. Like, maybe the forwards have got to get out of the back line a little bit more and let the backs do the back work, but saying that, Freddie, while he will be there, every Monday, I think he gets together with his selection team, which is called, I think, Brandy and Bedsy, and they kind of compile an Origin team based on the weekend's results.
Yep.
Well, I'm going to do the same.
You're going to start doing it from now. We're 50 days out from game one. And you're
50 days today.
50 days today.
So every Tuesday up until Origin 1, I will be picking my team. And
okay.
I'm going to call it MG's True Blues.
True Blues.
Uh-huh.
Is it me and you? Is it mom and dad?
Yeah.
Is it a cockatoo?
Love your work, John.
Is it standing by your mate when you're in a fight? That's blues, baby.
All right.
That's blues.
So here is version one, and you're going to do this every week. We're going to update this. It's going to be a living, breathing team.
Obviously, this is going to change. This is going to change like removable parts. You're going to add people. You're going to say, nope, he's out of form. He's out. So my first team, and this is, there's about three or four difference from the team that played in game three last year. Fullback is Tedesco. On one wing, I've got Addo Carr, and on the other wing, I've got Blake Ferguson. In the centres, I've got Latrell, and I've got Clint Gutherson.
Wow.
Clint Gutherson.
All right, keep going through the team. We'll get back to that at the moment.
At number six, I have Luke Keary. Number seven, I have Nathan Cleary. The forwards speak for themselves. The same forward pack last year. Clemmer, Cook, Vaughan, Cordner, Frizzell, and Jake Turbo. On the bench, I've kept the Peach, pending form, but right up his clacker are Stags. sorry, that didn't sound too well, did it?
I know what you meant.
And Jack Bird, who could be a utility. Okay. Tarek Sims, Angus Crichton, and Cameron Murray.
Cam Murray.
Yep.
No Victor Radley?
Well, I'm tossing a coin, and that'll change, I think. That'll change, because I think Freddie would go with Victor Radley if there were so many Roosters in the team for combinations. But at the moment, I like Cameron Murray is one of my favourite players, and so is Victor Adley. But
we know Freddie asks is the opinions of his senior players and the who do you want to play alongside, and you just wonder whether with Tedesco and Cordner a lock, and you assume Keary's going to be a part of it this year, Victor Adley might get a bit of a nod.
Well, you know, you could, and then don't forget we've still got Payne Haas, who's New South Welshman, Tevita Pengai Jr. You've got some amazing look. Jimmy the Jet, he's got this Achilles problem that he said he's got to play with all year, and he hasn't started the season like he's over that Achilles injury. So got to have a close look on him. And look at the other players. The incumbents might force their way back into it. There's no doubt about that.
Well, this is version one of your team. We're 50 days out. This is version one. You're going to update this every week. Gutherson in the centres.
Yeah. I just think he's that type of player. He's an X-factor player.
All right.
He's kind of like a Tommy Turbo type player.
All right, there it is. Version one, we're going to get that on up. Oh, okay, you want the song, dude.
Thank you. Yeah. MG's True Blues. Just sit back with your coffee or beer and contemplate that side. And
is it Mom and Dad?
What do you think about it? Let me know.
Is it a cockatoo?
I'll call you later and ask you.
This is the Rush Hour with MG. Smooth talking over John Williamson. Kim Green.
Vegemite.
Kim Green from the Giants joins us next.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. MG, today was the official launch of the Suncorp Super Netball 2019 season down in Melbourne.
Yes, I love my netball. I've got three daughters who play netball. I love Saturday mornings at Jemison Park in Penrith. And I pull up my chair with my sunglasses on from being hungover from the night before, and I just sit back and watch netball all day.
And the Giants is the team we're going to get behind. They finished top of the ladder last year and then went out in the prelims.
I know.
So we want to correct that this year, and the person we bring in now, the captain of the Giants, Kim Green, joins us. Kim, welcome to the Rush Hour.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
How was the launch today in Melbourne?
Yeah, the launch was great. I love Melbourne. I don't know about you guys, but I'm obsessed with Melbourne. So had three coffees before it even started, and I was ready to go. So yeah, it was really, really cool. And there's a few new captains, so it was great to just hang out with them and see how their team's spending, I guess.
A little birdie tells us that you were in a mad rush to get to the airport yesterday afternoon.
Yeah, signed off on a house. It's been honestly the most stressful little time in our lives. I'm sure having children is going to be worse, but this is all I can compare to. So then rushed off to the airport to catch my flight, and yeah, a bit of a whirlwind. Home now, just got home.
Well, congrats.
Come on, let's talk about the Giants 2019 season. As I mentioned, you finished top of the ladder last year, and you would have been pretty disappointed to lose in the prelims.
Yeah, really disappointing finish, and I think that's been almost a little bit of the characteristics of Giants for the first 3 years, gone to finals every year, but just haven't got over the line. So, yeah, really disappointing. But there's been a few things that we've really pinpointed as to what we need to work on, and we often forget to celebrate the little wins, let alone the big ones.
That's a really interesting point of view there to celebrate the little wins. I know sometimes sport is all about winning, and I suppose that's why we play sport, for that jubilation when the siren rings and we're in front of our opponents. But sometimes little wins come at training. Little wins come on the way to a game when you see somebody helping someone, and I suppose that's kind of what you mean in essence, that these little wins we've got to cherish.
Absolutely, and it also goes in the game, we get a point each quarter that you win on top of winning points. So if you can win a game and win 4 or 5 points, but you only win one of the quarters, essentially you don't need to be the best team. You just have to be the team that is able to, I guess, balance everything really well and come through with the goods at the end.
Now, MG, the Golden State Warriors and Kevin Durant were criticised by the broader basketball media and followers when they joined forces.
Yeah.
I dare say the Giants have done something similar. Kim, when you finish top of the ladder, admittedly you didn't win the grand final, but then you go out and bring the Australian captain and one of the genuine superstars of the Suncorp Super Netball League in Caitlin Bassett into the team. How's that gone down with the rest of the teams?
Well, I think, you know what, there was players going everywhere. It was the funniest little off-season. You had little inklings and, you know, you sort of hear rumours and you're like, no, that can't be right. Like, Sunshine Coast has just won 2 years in a row and have essentially five players left. So, yeah, it's been really interesting that I think, most teams would be pretty envious of us having Caitlin Bassett in our fold, that's for sure.
We do a sports show here every day of the week and we love it. I suppose you do your own little sports show at home where you had a father play rugby league, you had your mother was an Olympic swimmer, and you've got your husband could be going to England for the Ashes, Trent Copeland.
It is all sport when it comes to the family table, I must admit, but I can tell you right now, Trent is the one that bangs on the most about sport.
He loves it.
He's up for a Logie, isn't he?
He is up for a Logie. Can you even cope? I thought it was a joke.
How insufferable will he be if he wins a Logie?
It will be forefront of every medal that I've ever won, World Cups included. It would be, on the mantelpiece, wherever that might look in our new house. I'm pretty sure it'll be right at the front.
Well, your Giant season kicks off with a local derby against the Sydney Swifts, April 28th at Qdos Bank Arena. Tickets are available from Ticketek now. The other great thing about the Suncorp Super Netball League this year is that fans can watch every game live. Channel 9's done a broadcast deal. Telstra TV's also done a deal.
Fantastic.
Basically, if you want to watch a game, it's going to be available to you, which is super important for the growth of this game. And the Netball League is just going from strength to strength.
It is. Well, you get yourself back safely and settle into your new house there on the Tom Ugly's Bridge and look forward to that.
You're in the Shire. I can take you down to Northies.
Oh, please. Yes. Okay. Hey, consider that a date.
Yeah, exactly. We'll take you up on that offer. Kim Green, captain of the Giants Super Netball team. Best of luck this season, and we look forward to having you on the show again.
Thanks for having me, guys.
All right, MG, now is the time. One round, one ground, 16 teams, 8 games, the NRL Magic Round at Suncorp Stadium. Get your tickets at nrl.com/tickets. Here is the magic moment. We need you to tell us what year this occurred in.
Ricky Stewart had to really juggle that one. Belcher is in. Across for Daly. Kamavinga. Try!
It's tricky.
Oh, what?
It's tricky. 1-3-3-5-3.
But it's a fantastic prize, so I suppose we've got to make it tricky.
Our carryover champ, Adam, will have first crack at it. If you want to have a crack if he gets it wrong, 1-3-3-5-3, call us now.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. We are almost done for your Tuesday. In case you missed it, MG named version 1 of his New South Wales Origin team 50 days out.
Yep.
We'll get that up on our socials, and you're going to update that every week.
I certainly am.
Off the back of the weekend of football.
You know why? That's my prerogative.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no. It's gotten late.
Starting to get a little bit random, baby. I'm starting to get wiggly-biggly.
Hey, now, we are giving the chance for you and a mate to go up to Brisbane for NRL Magic Round. 3-day pass, so you can basically go and see all 8 games. We'll pay for your flights. We'll pay for your accommodation.
Pay for your mate.
We'll pay for your mate. Yep. You and your mate.
I know.
All you have to do is be the last caller standing on Thursday.
Yep.
Here is today's moment you need to be able to tell us the audio of. In fact, let's go to our carryover champ, Adam from Emu Plains. Adam, you there, mate?
Oh, I sure am, mate.
Okay, Adam, wait. We're going to play you one more time, mate, because if you get this, you are a freak.
Ricky Stewart had to really juggle that one. Belcher is in. Across for Daly. Kamavinga. Try!
Okay.
All right, Adam. Now, MG.
Oh, I've got to give a hint.
You can't give him a hint, mate. We've got Matt behind. We've got Jared. We've got Craig. All these people lining up. You're not giving a hint,
okay,
mate.
Okay. Well, Adam, all we need from you, my friend, is the year. That's all we need for you to continue on this little voyage and come back on Wednesday as our carryover champ.
All right. Well, I reckon the year was the year that Gaskell walked into the Penrith hotel room and told the boys they lost the grand final, and I'll say 1990.
That is... that is unbelievable.
It's 1990 because...
Wait, I'm a Panther boy.
Mal Meninga scored 38 points in that game we just played to you against the Roosters.
That is unbelievable, Adam.
And it was, he scored 5 tries, 9 goals, and they beat the Roosters 66-4 that year.
This could be a lead from start to finish, Adam. You are coming back tomorrow. You'll be our carryover champion again.
Wow.
That's amazing. Adam, special. Honestly, MG stood in here during that song.
Yeah, I said, I've got to give Adam a hint. I thought, well, and you said, no, don't give him a hint because it's a big pride, MG.
That's exactly
but
what I sound
but
like.
Hey, you know what? In the long run, you don't need any help from us, mate.
Hey, Adam, we'll speak to you tomorrow.
You just need a
Hey, boy, you there, MG?
Yep. Yes.
You come and see me at Penrith Primary School, mate. We all sung a song for you. I was in year 4.
Oh, wow. Go the mighty Panthers. It's your chance to be great.
One round.
Go the mighty Panthers all the way.
16 teams, 8 games. The NRL Magic Round at Suncorp Stadium. Get your tickets at nrl.com/tickets. MG, we are out of time. We'll be back tomorrow.
That's Adam, who's a freak. You're Liam. I'm MG. Stay random, Sydney.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG. 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.